Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Bill Schauser for community comment. The Great Seal of the United States, which we find on today's dollar bill, contains the Latin motto E Pluribus Unum in the beak of the eagle, out of many, one. At the time, it reflected the unification of 13 states into one nation. America's founding fathers understood that you will always have deep differences in beliefs and ideologies, but at the end of the debate, both sides are still Americans and are part of the solution. The original 13 colonies have grown into 50 states, covering a geographic area more than 10 times the size of the original colonies. If the model were only a celebration of a new political alliance, we might assume our country's mission was completed long ago, a singular feat of rebellion, independence, and nation founding. I personally don't think so. The mission of creating a greater union is an ongoing journey rather than a singular moment, and right now that journey is in serious jeopardy. We are more divided than ever before, and societal forces are such that the division only grows greater with each passing day. If we take E Pluribus Unum seriously, as I think we should, it points beyond political alliances to a spiritual role that America charted for itself, to lead toward greater wholes. We find this higher purpose reflected in the stars above the eagle's head, which are arranged in a Star of David, an ancient symbol for the bridging of heaven and earth. The creation of larger political unions requires a shift in identity towards that greater whole. Over the last two centuries, America has had and still has growing pains in putting E Pluribus Unum into practice. Many reforms in that spirit are on their way to completion, while others have just begun. America's motto charted a course for our country to lead to an era in which our sense of oneness prevails. That is why the eagle's head on the seal is turned toward the talon holding the olive branch, a symbol of peace. By aligning our country politically and spiritually with our motto, America can help advance the historic transition beyond a culture of violence to an enduring culture of peace. Our true purpose as Americans is to help the country evolve an ever more perfect union. But without a basic unity of purpose and willingness to compromise, nothing else is possible but, I'm sorry to say, more division and violence. We need to validate our belief in democracy and the rule of law to ourselves and the world. This country needs to prove we can still stand proud and tall. This has been Bill Schauser for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.